My next door neighbor here from Winfield United, it's Kyle Gustafson. Good to see you, Kyle.
Hey, good to be on.
Thank you. And you, of course, you hand out free popcorn. You've got some other goodies, obviously. How's traffic been?
You know, traffic has been steady. I would attribute a lot of it to the fact that it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon right now, and it's not 95 degrees with relative humidity off the chart, so it's a nice, comfortable afternoon to be out here.
Dakota Fest is famous for heat and humidity.
That's right, and if it's not that, it's a downpour that makes everything a little sloppy, right?
Yeah, like last year when people were pulling each other out of the parking lots.
That's right. I kind of have that memory in my mind still.
This year, I mean, yesterday was like in the 70s. Today, I think, 83 on my thermometer here, and just a beautiful day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we hit the jackpot when it comes to getting nice weather here for the farm show.
Indeed. Well, Winfield United is kind of a household name. You know, crop plan, all of your answer plots that you have all over. These are household names that have been around for decades.
Yeah, absolutely. So in South Dakota, we have quite a few answer plots. Each of them are kind of designed for the different cropping systems that we have. So you know, we get everything from southeast South Dakota, where it's primarily corn-soybean mixture, all the way out to your north central western South Dakota, where you might find some more wheat, you might find some more sunflowers. We try to tailor them for each environment to provide both research data that's relevant to an area, but then we also do demonstrational plots that people can tour and take a look at and try to learn about, you know, whatever topic is hot right now, whether it's, of course, you know, the seeds. Seeds is always a good thing. We also do some work with herbicides, fertilizers, systems management, a lot of things like that.
Are you ready for a dumb question?
I'm always ready.
You don't have any answer plots for pastures, do you?
We don't have anything for pastures. You'd be surprised. Probably the closest thing we have is we do have answer plots that have specialty areas for forages. So alfalfa, your sorghums, and a lot of times at those, you know, we'll talk about management. We'll talk a little bit about how you manage them. We'll talk about, you know, of course, the products that fit into different scenarios and just overall agronomics. And then we do have some sites along that same lens with demonstration. We also do research on, you know, alfalfa, sorghum, that kind of thing, to try to figure out what works in different areas and environments and why it works the way that it does.
Yeah, well, down by Yankton Vermilion, alfalfa is a huge cash crop.
That's right, yeah. When you look at the state of South Dakota, too, you know, just looking at forages, it's interesting how important they are, and we try to make sure that that's a focal point for, you know, you have crop people, you have crop and livestock people, and forages are always kind of a neat talking point because you get a little bit of both, and, you know, everyone's always interested to learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah, hopefully make some more money next year.
That's right. That's always the idea. The more you know, the more you grow, right?
Yeah, Winfield United is a company that sells products to make the crop better. So I guess what are farmers asking you about as they come to the booth this year?
You know, a lot of it right now, if you look at a snapshot of South Dakota, we've got everything. We've got areas that were too wet in southeast South Dakota, and that tapers all the way up to areas that are probably a little too hot and dry in north central South Dakota. And so right now, you know, a lot of the questions are just around, you know, why do things look the way that they do right now? It's hard to go back a month ago and say, what could I have done differently? Because as we all know, hindsight's always 20/20, and you got to look at the best information you had available at the time. But you know, a lot of it is just, a lot of it's around the seed portion, but there's also conversations around fertility and just general agronomics. You know, what was going on? Why am I seeing this? Why am I seeing that? You know, there's so many, it's hard to get into specifics.
Yeah, well, that's why you have your answer plots, and that's why you have Winfield United folks like yourself.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. One thing that I would say that, you know, I keep taking away every season is when we start looking at fertilizer management, for example, we spend a lot of time, you know, taking NutriSolutions tissue samples. We take soil samples. We try to learn about different timings, you know, for example, for nitrogen. We're always doing rate studies, putting stabilizers with it, you know, taking stabilizers out. And it's interesting, the more you learn, and I'll just use nitrogen, for example. realize that it's always hard to go back and look at data and say this is what I should do next year. You know, one of the things that I guess I'm trying to do is I'm taking some of my data and I'm looking at the information that I had available at the time. How can I utilize that to hopefully next year take that same data that I'd have available and make that information into a usable insight for the 2019 crop or the 2020 crop or, you know, beyond that, just try to help understand what's the thought process behind why we would make a decision the way that we do.
Right. But you're always, farmers are always reinventing the wheel because, like this year, you had a bugger of a snowstorm in late April.
You know, that's the thing that I think is so interesting is when you look at South Dakota, you look at April, and you're right, I think about once a week we had a snowstorm, and if you put it in perspective by the 4th of July, if the crop season started on the 1st of May, we were actually an average of 150 to 200 growing degree units ahead of normal just based upon a planting date of May 1st. So we went from cold, wet, and snotty to a matter of, I mean, we were pretty hot and warm in the month of June, and then now
Memorial Day weekend was a bugger.
That's right. It was really warm. And then, you know, to continue on that roller coaster, we got after the 4th of July, and temperatures have actually been relatively cooler now, and which has been good for grain fill, for pollination, and so that certainly has been helping in a lot of areas.
Yeah, indeed. It was the soybeans that were knee-high by the 4th of July.
That's exactly right, yeah. A lot of people talk about knee-high corn, and I think in a lot of places, if we didn't have a lot of corn that was probably neck-high or higher, there was probably, you could probably figure it was probably late planted this year.
Yeah. Well, I think that's now the old saying. That's what Grandpa used to have.
That's right.
Knee-high by the 4th of July. You know, nowadays, we got to have it that high.
Right.
Yeah. So where does Winfield United come in to help a farmer accomplish all of that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we do is we are a distribution company, so we work with retailers. So you think of co-ops, independent dealers. And what we do is we have products that range from the Cropland brand seed. We have herbicides. We have pesticides. We have fertilizers. But, you know, the other thing we have, too, is we have the answer plot system. We have the R7 tool for on the technology side of it. And what we really try to do is, you know, we have a broad portfolio, but we try to use our answer plots, we try to use our research to help figure out in amongst all these inputs and products, where do they fit, why do they fit, how do you manage them correctly so that hopefully you can you know, either maximize your yields or maximize your profitability to hopefully make the whole system work a little bit better.
Right.
And you know, it's a broad scale. I mean, it's everything from the answer plot crews to the trucks that deliver products to the people that you see at on your doorstep every single day.
Yeah. It's a big job. Precision ag is a bigger job than just good old farming used to be.
You know, there's a lot of data out there, and that's I think that's probably one of the hot topics right now is how do you take this data and how do you make it into usable insight, and you know, taking all that data and connecting it to agronomics, that's one of the things that we're always trying to work harder to learn more about. How do you do that? And there's a long dissertation answer associated with that.
Yeah. Well, for our regular Ag News 890 and 1560 listeners, you know about Jason Hansen of Winfield United up there in the Devil's Lake area, who joins us Mondays for the Crop Report. Paul Gustafson, you are the Jason Hansen of South Dakota.
That's right, and I'll take that as a compliment.
So how do producers get a hold of you there?
Well, so what I would recommend doing is talk to your local retailer. They can get in touch with me, and we'll help you put together the best recommendations possible.
All right. Kyle Gustafson, thank you very much for chatting with us here today and just filling us in a little bit about Winfield United.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. And we'll maybe talk to you again here one day real soon.